sounded, Trey.
Thanks to Hannah for giving us our prelude this morning. Will you stand, please? Welcome those around you. Give them the right hand of fellowship. Tell them it's good to be in the house of the Lord this morning.
Thank you for the Merry Christmas. In times past, God spoke through his word. He spoke through prophets. But today he has spoken through his son. A king came to be a baby. A baby came to die, to return to the glory of the Father, that we may have redemption. Amen. We welcome you this morning. We know we have quite a bit of family here visiting. We are especially grateful that you're here. Christmas is about family and spending time together. And so we just welcome you. We're delighted that you're here with us this morning. I got just a few brief announcements. Next Sunday, okay? Next Sunday. Everybody ready? Next Sunday. Big deal. Forget about going to the in-laws. Forget about going to the outlaws. Come be with us next Sunday. Don Delavue, a friend of mine, is a professional actor. He will be here next Sunday, and he will be doing a monologue of Simeon dedicating the baby Jesus at the temple. He's been all over the world. He spoke at council. He portrayed A.B. Simpson at council back in 2014. You do not want to miss this, especially for the kids. We're going to have a place up front for them so they can watch it front and center, okay? So next Sunday, I'm doing this as a gift to you. I don't even get to preach next week. Yeah, you better not clap. Don't you clap. So come and be here next week, please. Tonight, come back tonight, 6 o'clock for the evening candlelight Christmas Eve service. Another big deal in our church. Love to have you here. We're going to get you home to be with your families. Also, remember, this Wednesday night, next Wednesday night, there's no family night. There's nothing better than to recognize a baby on Christmas. So I want to introduce to you Tate Allen Sizer. This is our baby of promise. Amen. We've been with this family in their journey as they have looked to adopt. And so this little guy was born December 6th this year. He was 6 pounds, 18 and 3/4 long. And so we're just rejoicing with Trey and Kirby as they're enjoying their great Christmas gift this year. Amen. And so do we have a...
It's back there.
Back there. They already took care of it. So we just want to bless you. Thank you. Hold him up. Very good. Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much for your prayers.
We ready to worship our King?
Yes.
Let's pray. Lord Jesus, when you sent the angel to fulfill the prophecy, you proclaimed that you would come, that you would be the wonderful counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. But to me, Lord, this morning, the most important thing is your Emmanuel. You did not wait for us to try to reach to you, but you came to us. You walked among us. You identified with us. You understand us. You love us. You forgave us. You've given us a place in your kingdom. Lord, for that, our hearts are full today. Thank you for the gift that you've given. Pray that our offering today, our offering of praise, our giving, everything that we do would be in gratitude to you for this. In Jesus' name, amen.
Will you stand, please? Upon a night so dark, they saw a brilliant star. Heaven was reaching down. Heaven was reaching down.
The long-awaited one, the Father's perfect Son. The lost can now be found. The lost can now be found.
Rejoice
in the manger laying, the promise of God's love for us, for everyone. Rejoice here upon this day, our Emmanuel has come, blessed hope for all the world.
There in that humble place, though just a tiny babe,
our God victorious, our God victorious, a perfect life to live, he chose to bear our sin. We sing how glorious, we sing how glorious.
Let us bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this blessed hope that we have, a hope that was given to us because you gave us the perfect gift, a precious, perfect gift in a manger, your Son, Jesus Christ, who was born to die that we may have eternal life with you. We thank you, Lord, that we are called into that fellowship, into that family, that we can forever be with you. Thank you, Lord, for loving us, for giving us this gift. And Lord, now the gifts that you have given us in the forms of resources, times, and talents, we give back to you. So as we take up our tithes and our offerings, Lord, let us be generous. Let us magnify your gift by giving freely and generously so that more people can be brought to you. Thank you, Lord. We praise you. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
From the storm, found no place. place at the keeper's door. It was for this a child was born, to save a world so cold and hollow. The sleeping town they did not know, that lying in a manger low, a Savior King who had no home has come to heal our sorrows. Is there room in your heart? Is there
Will you stand, please? Turn your hymnal, if you wish, to number 58, Good Christian Men Rejoice. Number 58, please.
Good Christian men rejoice with heart and soul and voice. Give heed to what we say. Jesus Christ is born today. Ox and ass before him bow, and he is in the manger now. Christ is
you guys did a great job this morning singing. Today, you're going to give your parents another gift. You already gave them one gift by them watching you up on stage. You just made their Christmas. Now you're going to give them another gift. You're going to get to preach today. Yeah. You're going to bring the message this morning. We're going to have some fun, and we're going to talk about Christmas and Jesus, and specifically about three wise men. We don't know if there were three or more, but there were three magi that came to worship Jesus. Ever since there have been churches and pastors and Christians, there's always been two things about Christmas. One is worship, and the other one is gift giving. Because God first gave the best gift, which was Jesus, to the world that we might be saved, we follow that pattern, we follow that example by giving as well. Aren't you glad that God gave Jesus as the first gift, and your parents like to give you gifts now? Isn't that great? No, not that great? You guys don't care about gifts? Yeah, a little bit. A lot. Yeah, it's almost, you know what today is?
Christmas Eve.
You got that one. That was quick. You're going to lay in bed tonight looking at the ceiling, wondering if it's ever going to be morning. And then you're going to get up and you're going to go downstairs and nobody else is going to be awake but you. I know. One of them said, I know. And then you're going to wake everybody up, and you're going to have gifts. But back when Jesus was born, there were wise men, magi, that brought the first gifts to Jesus. They're called magi, not because they're magicians, but because they were wise scientists, astronomers, and saw the star in the sky and knew that a king had been born. And so they went on a long journey. Took them over a year, some believe, to get to the place called Bethlehem to find the baby Jesus. You guys notice what they were riding? What were they riding? Camels, yeah. You know what they call camels? They call them the ships of the desert because they have really big feet and they can ride on top of the sand. You remember when you went to, who's been to the beach? You know what it's like to walk in the sand, you know? Well, they can glide on top of the sand because they have big feet. Has anybody here ridden a camel? Have you? You ridden a camel? It's kind of fun, isn't it? We're going to practice being a camel this morning, okay? Okay, everybody, we're going to work on being a camel because camels are a big deal in the Christmas story. Because if it hadn't been for the camels, they wouldn't have got there. So here's what you have to do to be a camel. You ready? First of all, you got to stick out your lower lip. Everybody got... And you know what camels do also? They spit. They don't like you, they'll spit at you. Now, don't spit at the person next to you, but we're going to pretend to spit. So put your lip out. Ready? And you got to wipe your lip. There you go. You got to get your lip out. You know what else camels do? When they walk, they do this. Everybody do it. Here we go. Yeah. So when you ride on a camel, this is what it feels like. The person on the camel is going, okay? So we're going to practice being, I need three camels, okay? Let's get down here, three. Let's get girls, because we get guys to be one, two, and three. Come down here. And we need three guys to be the wise men. Come on. Need one more. Come on, Andrew, yeah, you can come. Can you what? Yep, you can pick your camel. So you guys are the wise men. What you got to do, you got to pretend to be smart. Do you know anybody that thinks they're really smart and knows everything other than your sister? Right? Can you think of somebody? So cross your arms. You guys, cross your arms and pretend you're really smart. I mean, you got to look down your nose like this. Okay, and then girls, you get to be a camel. How does a camel go? How does it walk? Okay, you gotta stick your lip out. All right, so guys, get behind your camel. You're gonna ride your camel. You see down there on the pew? I have three chests. So you guys gotta ride your camel down there just like the wise men did. Gotta grab the back of their dress. Now, ladies, you need to be a good camel for me because everybody's watching. You ready? Okay, grab hold of the back of their dress. Got your lip out? Gotta do this. Guys, you're riding the camel. You gotta do this too. All right, let's make our way down for the gifts. Go. Come on, gotta do it. Come on. Oh, you guys gotta work at being a camel. Come on back up. You gotta get the camel part down. You're not looking like camel. Come on, gotta get the camel. Come on. Here we go. There we go. Come on. Like this, like this, like this, like this. Okay, let's stand right. Okay, you guys can join everybody on the back on the stage. You know what's interesting about the story of the wise men? Everybody likes to talk about where they came from. They came from Persia, from Babylon. They also like to talk about the star. But you know, they never talk about the gifts. Don't open the box yet, guys. So I want to talk to you a little bit this morning about the gifts, because the gifts that they brought Jesus were really important. First of all, they were really, really rare and really expensive. They gave what they had. They gave the best that they had to Jesus. They also came from their land where they came from, and they gave what they had. You know what's neat about giving gifts? I want to let you know a secret this morning. Your parents aren't listening. You ready? You want to hear a secret?
Yeah.
It's the greatest racket ever. They would rather have something that you make them than to buy them something. Isn't that awesome? You don't have to spend any money. You just go and make something, and that'll be the best present you can give them for Christmas. And it doesn't matter how old you are. You can be an adult, and you can still make them something, and they love it. So that's what the wise men did. They made a gift for Jesus of what they had. They used the things of the area that they were in, and there were three things that they gave them: frankincense, myrrh, and gold. And those three gifts represented the three things that Jesus would be. Did you know that? See, the frankincense represented Jesus as our priest, as somebody who represents us before God. He stands in the way with God and makes intercession for us. The myrrh represents his suffering, that he would die on a cross for us that we might be saved. And the gold represents his kingship, that he came as a king to become a baby and returned to be a king. And so I want to talk a little bit about the different things. So if I can have this one. So first thing I want to talk about is frankincense. So you see the picture on the screen? Frankincense comes from a tree. It's kind of like a cedar tree. And what they do is they cut the bark. Have you ever cut yourself? You ever cut your finger or cut your, yeah. And what happens after it's finished bleeding and mom kisses it and puts a Band-Aid on it? It what? Feels better, yeah. It also gets something called a scab. The blood dries out and it gets kind of crystal-like. So what they do is they cut the tree. See the sap coming out of the tree? And they let it ooze, and then it dries out. It becomes a pale yellow crystal. And it's very rare. They'll cut it in the spring, and it'll weep all through the growing season, and in the fall they'll harvest it. And it's so rare. It's very expensive. And it's used for perfume, but there's something really neat that it's used for. You see, the high priests in the temple would use it during the worship service. And they would take the frankincense, and they would put it on the altar. And it would be a sweet fragrance for God. God likes sweet-smelling things. Okay, don't dump this on each other, but I'm going to pass this around. This is frankincense. You can pass it around and smell it. Smells really fragrant, really sweet. So the Bible says, did you know that the Bible says, guys, that your prayers are a sweet fragrance to God. Second thing they used was something called myrrh. Myrrh comes from a bush. Frankincense comes from a tree. Myrrh comes from a bush. It's about 8 to 10 feet tall. Kind of looks like sage. Kind of looks like creosote bushes. You guys don't have those here, but they have them out west. And they do the same thing. They cut it, and they let the sap ooze. Can I have the small brown box there, Ian? Yep, that one.
Can you smell it?
Yep, you can smell it. So this is myrrh. They would have brought myrrh. And myrrh is interesting. You know what's interesting about myrrh? When you cut the sap, it comes out as a milky white substance. But here's what's really neat about myrrh. When it dries, some types of myrrh dries a deep, dark red, almost a black. As a matter of fact, it looks just like blood. And do you notice, do you see the plant above me? You see the plant up on the screen? What's the plant have on it? What else? Stems. What do those stems look like? They're thorns. They're long thorns. Many believe that the myrrh tree is what they used to make the crown for Jesus when he went to the cross. So the myrrh represents his suffering for us. You know what Isaiah says? Isaiah says he was despised, is talking about Jesus, and rejected of men, man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And like one from whom men hide their face, he was despised and not esteemed. Surely he has borne our sorrows, yet we ourselves esteemed him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was pierced through for our transgressions. That's the crown going on his head and the spikes going into his hands and feet. He was scourged, and by his scourging we are healed. Do you know what else myrrh does? They used to use myrrh not only for fragrance, but it was also used when a body was buried. They would take the myrrh and they would put it over the body to help preserve it, but they'd also use it for healing. So Isaiah 53 says, and by his piercing, we are healed. So this is myrrh. You guys can pass that around. You can smell it, yep. Myrrh smells different than frankincense. Very rare, very expensive. You remember the story of the lady in the Bible that washed the feet of Jesus? Remember she took perfume and she dumped it over his feet, getting him ready for his death? That was myrrh that she put on his feet. And it would cost as much as a year's wages. And they would put it in a really expensive jar. The last thing they had was gold. You want to bring me the chest?
Can we get the gold?
You get to keep the gold. So you get to have a gift here today too. Gold represents Jesus and his kingship. Okay, can y'all see that? Yeah. Okay, I just lost you guys, didn't I? Yeah, we're done. Do you see the picture on the screen? That's what gold looks like before it's mined. It's in the middle of quartz, comes deep out of the ground, and it's rare. It's all the way back to the time of Daniel. Gold was precious because it's hard to get, and it's worth a lot of money. You know what's neat about gold? Gold, not only is it rare, but it's a pure element. That means if you put acid on it, a natural acid, it doesn't affect it. Do you know if you drink out of a gold cup, your germs don't stick to the gold? Yeah, isn't that, you can share with your sister, right, your brother? No, not really, no. But gold is what you give to kings. It was a gift for them. You know what's interesting about the story of the wise men? So they gave Mary gold for Jesus. And did you see the movie? What was at the end? They were riding a donkey, and where were they going? Did you notice where they were going? Nope, they were not going from, they were coming from Bethlehem. They were going to Egypt. And they lived there for over 2 years, and God provided for them through the gold as a way to take care of them while they were there. So gold is precious. Are you with me, guys? Here, you can pass that around. Everybody can take a handful. Just take two. And if there's more, you can grab more. Well, I don't know about forever and ever. It won't last forever and ever.
Can we eat it?
Yep. So the wise men gave gifts, and Christmas is about giving gifts. It's for worship. It's to remember what Jesus did for us. And last of all, everybody with me? It's to remember that he's a king. Did you know that Jesus came once as a baby and he's coming back again? And the greatest gift that you can give him on Christmas, you know the greatest gift you can give to God? What? No, better than gold.
Chocolate.
Better than chocolate.
Caramel.
Better than caramel.
Better than
your love and yourself. You can give yourself to God because that's the gift that he wants more than anything else. So we're going to worship here in just a minute. And as you're thinking about this, about Christmas time, Christmas is about giving gifts. And to give yourself through worship, through giving your heart to Jesus, is the greatest thing that he wants, right? All right, we're done. Everybody give yourself a hand. All right, so everybody stand up. Let's go off the stage like camels. Can you guys be camels? Everybody, let's be camels. Everybody. Oh. Thank you for playing for us. Oh, we're delighted you're here. Thank you.
And they were in the same country, shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. But the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
Will you stand, please?
Shepherds came to see the baby, stood by his mother's side. Here lay the Savior inside a manger. Oh, what a glorious night! Oh, what a glorious night!
I hear the angels singing. Thank you.
quiet, a star shining in the sky. Me low in Bethlehem, the King is sleeping. Oh, what a glorious night. Oh, what a glorious night.
Merry Christmas. You're dismissed. Have a great day.